yours and mine. Suffice it to say, it's not my night. Locked in circles, crossing wires, not too careful. Ask me by name, I know my rights. There's none to win.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. Give me a call if you want to hear anything, 604-822-2487. And once again, what you just heard, or actually, I didn't mention it quite yet, but anyways, that was a band called Delilah. That's D-E-L-I-L-U-H, and that was a track called Mass Sun, and it's off the album called Daycatcher that they just sent to us. And Delilah is based out of Toronto, kind of some kind of darker, gloomier bedroom pipes, recording type stuff, a little bit kind of lo-fi sound to it. You can check them out at delilah.bandcamp.com. And once again, that was the first track off the album. It's called Mass Sun. The album is called Daycatcher. So I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. Taking the stage a little bit early this evening, so we got a few extra minutes to play a lot of stuff tonight. So don't forget to head to our website, citr.ca, and you can check out past episodes of the show, and you could read playlists and stuff like that. So tonight on the program, we have a pretty wide variety of stuff. But first, we're going to hear something from a recent album that was reviewed in Discorder, and that was the new album from Sick Boss. Local, I do believe it's a local group, kind of like a collective, featuring a lot of different members or players that have been involved with Drip Audio. Check out more at dripaudio.com. But you're going to hear something from the new self-titled album by Sick Boss. You're going to hear a track off of it called Troubled. And this features a pretty large collective of oftentimes kind of free jazz type players. Really pretty interesting stuff. That's the type of stuff that Drip Audio usually puts out, a lot of experimental jazz. Anyways, you're going to hear that track by Sick Boss. After that, something from Victoria, a group called Sister Blanche, with a track off a live cassette that they put out recently. You're going to hear a track called What's It Like? / Grievance. And Sister Blanche is based out of Victoria. Check them out at sisterblanche.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sick Boss. This track is called Troubled.
Chasing
just how much time I'm wasting. But the nights we stayed out all too late, the red and white stripes, they would blend. Then warm washed out lips ripped magazines to you is all I could send. Troubled heart folded and double. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something out of Victoria that was Sister Blanche with a track called What's It Like? /Grievance. And Grievance is misspelled. I'm not sure if it's purposely done so. But that's taken from a cassette called Live Sister Blanche. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, like I mentioned. The show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff that came into the station and just exploring a lot of new music that I have been out in the past few weeks. So we got a pretty wide variety of stuff, but we're going to hear an artist that played a few times, and it's an artist that's been tearing up the CKXU or the CITR charts. Yeah, it's really weird that I mentioned my old radio station. Anyways, might have been a Freudian slip. But you're going to hear the new Do Make Say Think album. It's called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. And I do believe it even cracked number one. And oftentimes it's all over the place in the top 30. So definitely going to hopefully keep it on the charts for the next few weeks, because it is one of my favorite releases this year. And it's great to see new stuff from a classic post-rock band like Do Make Say Think. So you're going to hear a track called, I think it's just called DA3.57. And then there's like a root symbol. But yeah, anyways, you'll just hear this track since it's a little bit of a longer one, and then we'll just get to some more music after that, after I talk to you. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Do Make Say Think.
Thank you. Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was brand new stuff from Do Make Say Think. The track is taken from their new album called Stubborn Persistent Illusions, and you heard a track off of it that's just a few symbols, D3.57 and square root H, but in brackets for some reason it says as far as the eye can see. Anyways, first album since, I think their album Other Truths that came out in 2009, so it's been like almost, well, over 8 years since their last album, and I think the reason why is just because a lot of them are quite busy, maybe moving on with different projects, maybe different jobs, even families and stuff like that, so it's great to see that there's really new stuff from Do Make Say Think, so hopefully they will be doing a tour and coming through Vancouver sometime soon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we got about 40 minutes left on the program. So up next, we're going to hear something from Fovea Hex. And Fovea Hex is the work of an Irish experimental group, or yeah, I guess it's a group, and it's mainly headed by Clodagh Simmons. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. Simmons. Anyway, she put out a really great variety of music since the mid-2000s and really kind of really light ambient folk music. But anyways, check out some of her previous work. But you're going to hear some of the latest stuff that Fovea Hex has put out. A EP called The Salt Garden Number 2, which was just released on the Headphone Dust label. And you check out part one that came out in 2016. And once again, those are two EPs from Fovea Hex. From the Salt Garden, you can hear a track off of it. Something I had picked out, I think I had a track picked out, something called All Those Signs. And if you're a fan of the Brainwashed radio, or the Brainwashed website, which is brainwashed.com, they have a really, really great podcast that's headed up by John Whitney of Brainwashed, who is based out of Boston, but he puts out some really, really great interviews, and Fovea Hex was on a few weeks ago back in June, so definitely check out that podcast if you're into some of the music that I play on this show. So you're going to hear something from Fovea Hex. After that, you're going to hear something from Carol Klein, a artist that was reissued by the Drag City record label, and you're going to hear a 2013 album that was, well, it was reissued in 2013, and it was I think it was put out in the early 80s. But anyways, you're going to hear a track off an album called Return of Silky, and you'll hear a track called Laura Lay, and that's once again by Carol Klein, reissued on Drag City Records. And the reason why I'm playing that this week is because Drag City has just recently finished adding all of their entire back catalog to streaming on Apple Music, which is the first for them. They've avoided streaming for a long time, and I think about half a year or so ago they put their catalog on Bandcamp, and now they're moving to Apple Music. And yeah, it's really great, a new way to explore the amazing record catalog of Drag City. So we're going to be maybe exploring some more in the next few weeks. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Salt Garden by Fovea Hex.
Days may come and days All of our days.
track from Carol Klein, taken from the Return of the Silky album that was reissued by Drag City Records, and that was a track off of that. Something called Laura Lay, and once again, that was put out by Drag City Records in 2013, but it was originally released in 1983. Really beautiful harp singer from, I think, the West Coast, maybe somewhere in California. But you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and prior to Carol Klein, you heard new stuff from Fovea Hex with a track called All Those Signs, taken from the Salt Garden 2 EP, second of a EP series. The previous one came out in 2016, and Fovea Hex is the work of, well, it's primarily the work of Clodagh Simmons, who was recently interviewed on the Brainwashed podcast. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to change it up from what you've been hearing in the past half hour or so. And right now, we'll get into some more electronic music for the next little while. So, up next, one of the recent news was the Hospital Productions record label out of New York will be celebrating their 20th anniversary. And if you're not familiar, Hospital Records is run by Dominic Furno, a.k.a. also known as Purient. He also does some stuff under the name Vatican Shadow, but he put some pretty out there experimental industrial noise and metal and electronics. So it's just a really, really great stuff. Definitely check out the label if you haven't. Once again, it's Hospital Productions. And they're going to be playing on November, or they're doing the anniversary show on November 5th, and it's an amazing, amazing lineup. Among others, there's going to be Dedekind Cut, Clay Rendering, as well as Godflesh doing a Street Cleaner set, entire set of their legendary album, as well as Jesu and Purient will be doing a set. Also, Orphix will be playing this set, among others. So really check out this lineup, and it'd be almost worth it just to fly down to New York just for this show. So I decided to play one artist from the lineup, and you're going to hear something from Orphix. Orphix is based out of Hamilton, Ontario, putting some pretty heavy industrial noise and techno out. They've put out an album on Hospital, I think in 2016, something called Pitch Black Mirror. You'll hear a track called Sever the Signal, and this is featuring Murray Davidson, who I played a number of times last year. But yeah, we're going to hear this track, and then after that you'll hear something from Object Number 4, an album called Object Number 4, which is a two-track release put out on the by the German electronic artist named Object, Object with a K. You'll hear a track called Needle and Thread, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CHR 101.9 FM, this is something from out of Eastern Canada, from Orphix. That's O-R-P-H-X. This is a track called Sever the Signal.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
That was something from a German producer, TJ Hertz, also known as Object with a K. Object has an EP out called Object Number 4. You heard the track called Needle and Thread off of it. So thanks for tuning in this week and listening to Canada Post Rock. Keep it locked on CITR for more great programming and The Medicine Show coming up next at 11. And always check our website, CITR.ca, and you can check out podcasts, playlists, and you can add the RSS feed to your favorite podcast app and you can listen to CITR whenever you want. So I didn't get to play as much music as I want, so as usual, tune in next week for more great tracks. Up next, you're going to hear something from Raimi, a new alter ego that has gone under, and that's Yally. That's Yally, and it's a little bit more kind of a, almost kind of garage and dubstep-oriented stuff. If you're familiar with Raimi, he's put out some stuff on these Blackest Ever Black record label, but this new alter ego has put out an EP called... put out on the Diagonal record label, which is Powell's record label. But you're going to hear a track off of it, something called Dread Risk, and it's off a 12-inch single called Dread Risk / UFO. And once again, that's Yally out of London, UK, and it's the work of Raimi, one of his alter egos. But yeah, you'll hear this track. Keep it locked for more great programming on CITR 101.9 FM. Right here, this is brand new stuff from Yally.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities.